On Trade and Economic Development Order. Today we are going to I'll open a work session for the purpose of introduction of committee bills. I'm going to ask Bruce Anderson to come forward and summarize. And I believe everyone has LC drafts in front of them. Welcome. Mr. Anderson, for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, Bruce Anderson. I'm the legislative director to Speaker Karen Minnis. And appearing here before the committee today to have some bills introduced through the committee at the Speaker's request. All the bills deal with relate to economic development, which is very important to the Speaker, as I'm sure it is to all of us, and especially given our current economic plight as a state. I'll just go through the LC drafts, if you'd like me to do that, Madam Chair.
I would, please.
LC 3035 deals with the Department of Economic Development and Marketing Oregon Products. 3036 relating to or dealing with the DLCD and the OECDD and looking at improving economic planning assistance to local governments. 3037 basically is making sure the Columbia River dredging is moving along. 3038 asking that we look at how we can increase our timber harvest levels and market our wood products. 3039, directing OECDD promoting the recruitment of business to Oregon and business expansions. 3040, designating sites in the state for industrial development. That might be an issue there. And then finally, 3041, establishing a task force reviewing our laws and statutes for streamlining the permitting process in the state. There's been a great deal of discussion, especially on that. And I will also point out that we are working on some other items related to these bills and to add to them that we'll be bringing forward in the future.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Anderson?
I'd appreciate your support.
No questions. Representative Gallegos.
Madam Chair, I move LC drafts 3035, 3036, 3037, 3038, 3039, 3040, and 3041 be introduced as committee bills.
Representative Gallegos has moved LC drafts 3035, 3036, 3037, 3038, 3039, 3040, 3041 be introduced as committee bills. Any discussion? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in the interest of full disclosure, related to LC 3037, I mean, based on my non-legislative day job, which relates to Columbia River and dredging, I'm fully supportive of this. Just wanted to make sure, in the interest of full disclosure, potential conflict of interest.
Duly noted. Any other discussion? Gee, no other conflicts? Objections? Seeing, hearing, no objections, motion carries and LC drafts 3035, 3036, 3037, 3038, 3039, 3040, and 3041 will be introduced as committee bills. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Fred? Okay. You'll summarize the others? All right. Kim, will you give us a summary on the other introduction of committee bills that we'll be hearing?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. There are additionally four bills in front of you that are being introduced via this committee at the request of the Oregon Auto Dealers Association, Association of Auto Dealers, excuse me. They are LC 3270, which adds motor vehicles with gross vehicle weight of 8,500 pounds or more to the Lemon Law, in addition to other provisions. LC 3271, which modifies the limitation on penalty wages for failure to pay wages on termination. LC 3245, increasing the penalty for failure to deliver vehicle documents on transfer of a vehicle. and LC 3246, limiting the obligations of a motor vehicle owner to notify prospective buyers of previous repurchase of motor vehicle to motor vehicle repurchase for failure or inability to conform to express warranty. Not unless anybody has a question for it.
Okay. Representative Berger.
Madam Chair, I move LC drafts 3270 and 3271, 3245, and 3246 be introduced as committee bills.
Thank you, Representative Berger. Representative Berger has moved LC drafts 3270, 3271, 3245, and 3246 be introduced as committee bills. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion carries, and LC drafts 3270, 3271, 3245, 3246 have been introduced as committee bills. Thank you.
Madam Chair, we have a few additional bills as well. LC 3203, relating to the Economic and Community Development Department. LC 3205, relating to the Oregon Business Investment Task Force, and LC 3206, relating to Oregon businesses specializing in environmental protection, have also been requested that this committee introduce.
Thank you. Representative Richardson.
Madam Chair, these bills are designed to stimulate greater trade and development with Oregon and China. 3203 is asking for the OECDD to identify 10 businesses that produce products that can be marketed as made in Oregon or grown in Oregon to consumers in China that want to have American products and are willing to pay for them. It's an opportunity to try and make a small step toward balancing a very unbalanced trade of payment cycle that we presently have with China. Would you prefer to have a motion made?
I would like to have a motion. I'm waiting here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Whenever you're done explaining them to us.
You can do it either way, but normally
you can make the motion.
All right. Madam Chair, I move LC drafts 3203, 3205, and 3206 be introduced as committee bills.
Thank you. Representative Richardson has moved LC drafts 3203, 3205, 3206 to be introduced as committee bills. Any discussion?
Okay. Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, LC 3203 is designed to try and identify businesses that we have in Oregon that can be further developed to sell products to China. Studies have indicated and information indicates that the Chinese middle class is growing very quickly and they have a tremendous pent-up consumerism and they love American products and want to buy American products. And so we'd like to market products back to China as made in Oregon or grown in Oregon.
Okay.
LC 3205 is designed to set up a task force to develop and determine what businesses in Oregon we can use to help stimulate greater economic development. And LC 3206 basically states that there is a need in China for assistance in environmental protection areas, water purification and waste management. And so this promotes the use of Oregon's expertise in those areas as another marketing device where we can have, you know, it's like Oregon USA environmental assistance to China in environment, you know, on environmental projects. And so it's to help develop a way for that to be done.
Great, thank you. Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none. I don't need to gavel, do I?
That's fine.
You're fine. Yeah. Oh, do you have one more?
Madam Chair, there's one additional bill which was just brought to our attention.
Okay.
And it is LC 3450. And it is similar to those that we've been discussing in the past. I'd like to make a motion that it also be accepted as a committee bill.
4250, right? 4250, did you say?
It's 3450.
Oh, 3450. Now, can we do that as one motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any discussion? We have a motion to... Okay, we have a motion to add LC 3450 as a committee bill.
That's
any discussion?
I'd like to add just a little bit more information about that. LC 3450 also recognizes the need and the benefit for Oregon to enhance its economic interaction with China, and suggests that the OECDD promote travel, trade, and economic relations with China, including students from Oregon University studying in China and Chinese students studying in universities here.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, we move LC 3450 to be introduced as a committee bill. We'll close the work session on introduction of committee bills. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
Sorry about that.